This is Ron Moss from the heart. You know, in an era, in a world, in a space of time where I believe that we just live in this space where everything that has to do with love matters. Everything that has to do with good matters. Everything that has to do with coming from your heart in a peaceful place matters. And you know, I grew up in this era of, you know, I had uncles and my father, my mother, my aunts, my grandparents who would always talk about race and would always talk about, you know, when we would go certain places and how we would talk about, for example, if we went into a restaurant, you know, we would kind of joke about it, but we were kind of talking about it in a serious way, you know, that we would only see Caucasian people in the front of the house or what we call the front of the restaurant. And we wondered if there were any blacks in the kitchen. We would always, and to be honest with you, and I've said this before, one of my favorite shows ever on television is The Andy Griffith Show. And I think every once in a while you would see a black character, you know, on the screen, never had a speaking role or never was actually talked to or never played any importance in the show, but every now and then you might see a black character. And of course, we would kind of say, oh, they had blacks that lived in Mayberry. And different shows that would come on TV, you just kind of wondered, you know, why we didn't play certain characters. And particularly growing up, seeing Superman and Batman and superheroes and wondering why, or was it not feasible, or could a black person be a superhero? Could a black person be Superman? Could a black person be Batman and Robin? It's funny how there's a debate now going on whether or not a black male can be a James Bond. And so it kind of brings me to this point how image matters. You know, we kind of make it seem like we live in a world where there is no discrimination. There's nothing like that happening in the world today. We kind of want to believe that racism doesn't exist anymore. And because we've had a black president, that kind of made everything even, Stephen. But whether we want to realize it or not, and I just, you know, want to talk to my white brothers and my white sisters and let you know, image does matter. When you grow up and everybody that is on TV 90% of the time is Caucasian or white, we wonder why. I've grown up for 59 years wondering why. You know, when you watch certain shows on TV, when you see certain programs, you know, that have existed for years, you always ask yourself, when I watch The Wheel of Fortune and I see Pat Sajak and the young lady who turns the letters, you know, those are just images that come on every single day. When I used to watch Jeopardy, that image of that white brother every single day. And you would wonder if there would ever be a time when you would watch one of these shows and there would be a image of a black man or image of a black woman. We're just as intelligent. We're just as smart as the next person. I think we've proven that over the years, that when people thought that we were not even worth being categorized evenly with a dog, that they've come to understand that we're just as intelligent as anybody else is. And so why can't we be the host of major talk shows, major network shows, when certain TV shows came out, you know, years ago, you know, you had no black doctors on TV, you had no black police officers on TV, you had no black nurses on TV. Everything, the image matters, image matters, image has always mattered. There was a thing done some years ago where you put a white doll and a black doll in front of a young black girl, and you asked her which one of these dolls is the most significant, the most important to you. And they would always, 95% of the time, would pick the white doll and felt like the black doll was worthless, was not valued, had no value, because that's the image that they saw on TV. And you know, it's interesting that I think about that now, that particularly for that young girl who lived with a strong grandmother and a strong mother and strong aunts. But see, that comes back to that communication and comes back to that making sure that she understood, you know, who was important to her, that the TV didn't give a real representation of how significant that she was or how significant the people around her were. And I just thought about that as I thought about that test that they used to do when they put that white doll and that black doll in front of that young black girl, and she would always pick the white doll. Now, why am I saying all this? You know, you've seen kind of the advertisement of this new Disney movie, The Little Mermaid. And I was sitting here kind of perusing TikTok. And TikTok has been showing all the reactions of not just young black girls and not just mothers, but also young black brothers, young white brothers. It's also shown young white sisters, you know, and mothers, black and white, their reactions. And it's amazing to me how many young little black girls, when they saw who the mermaid was, their reaction was of excitement and wow. It was a wow moment. And even look back and would say, "Mommy, she's black." You know, I remember watching one TikTok episode where it was a kind of an older teenage age, looked like to me, white girl who, you know, saw it and then kind of teared up and clapped, like, you know, like almost to say, "Yes, about time," you know. And I mean, it really kind of got me emotional sitting there watching these little young sisters and these black and white, you know, watching their reactions. The young white sisters who reaction was like, "Hey, you know, good," you know, and not, "No, they're black. They shouldn't be that way." But to watch our young black sisters, black little girls, and their reactions were of amazement that there was a black girl playing Little Mermaid. Don't tell me that image does not matter. It matters. It matters. We have to continue to work hard to represent our communities. We have to continue to work hard and let our young people know that all white people don't hate you. We got to continue to let our communities understand that it takes hard work. You have to be resilient. You have to be committed to being the best and doing the best. We have to have mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers and aunts and uncles who will make sure they sit down and talk to the young people so they can see the value in them. You know, when I think about, you know, what made some of my uncles valuable to me, it wasn't just because they gave me money or they had the title of being my uncle. It was what they did, how hard they worked, how I watched them take care of their family, the image of them that I saw, the image of my father, the love of my mother. Those things mattered to me. Those things placed value on those people for me. Image matters. You all remember when Barack Obama became the president? You remember how excited you were that some people who were older than I am thought that they would never see a black president? Even I thought that I would never see that. But sometimes we forget. There's a saying in the Bible, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. That God can take the impossible. And even in 2023 and 2022 and before, he can take the impossible and still make it possible. And I know for some of you, you might not ever understand the importance of the Little Mermaid being black. But thank God those young people do know. And thank God, God knew to put it in the spirit of those producers and put it in the spirit of those writers that we need to be bold. We don't need to be about our business. We need to be about the business of the universe. And the universe is changing. And we have to change with it. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.